Let's bring hands behind. We'll bring feet to the front so we can scoot a little ahead on our mats. And we'll come down on our backs. Feet flat. Knees bent. Take a breath or two. Allow your body on your exhalations to relax a little bit more to the floor. So ask yourself, as you inventory your body, where am I holding tightness that I may be able to relinquish without any ill effects? Can I relax my shoulders a bit more? At the same token, ask yourself where you might need a little padding. Do you need something under your neck or something underneath your hips, for example? Bring your hands to your belly and let's follow our diaphragmatic breath for a couple of rounds. So if you have your hands resting gently on your abdomen, and again, we have our feet flat and knees bent so that the low back is slightly neutral. When you breathe in, feel your belly lift on the in-breath, so your fingers will spread apart a bit, hands will rise. As you exhale, the navel will drop back towards your spine, your hands will drop, fingers will come closer together. Follow that again, breathing in, hands rise, exhaling, navel drops closer to spine. Notice also on your exhalations how you are able to relax the body a little bit more. Now bring your arms alongside your body with your palms flat, and we'll do a couple of pelvic tilts. So begin by pressing the lower back flat, which will tighten the abdominal muscles. Contrast by overarching the lower back. So now notice your tailbone presses into the floor as the low back lifts. Notice how the weight of your feet becomes much lighter as the sacrum takes up the body weight. Once again, press the lower back flat. Now the feet become firm along the floor. Notice as your back flattens, your head tilts back. Neck curve overarches. Do that twice more at your own speed, noticing how the entire alignment of your spine changes when you alter this single curve. Notice also when you tend to breathe in. It's generally when the low back is arched, when the chest is lifted, and when we press the low back flat and tighten the abdominal muscles, that seems to be the time to exhale. Come back into neutral spine, somewhere between those two extremes, noticing that sense of warmth in the low back. And bend your right knee, hugging it in close, keeping the left foot flat. Inhale and exhale, chin toward chest. Inhale and exhale, nose toward knee. Relax your head back, and as you hug in the right knee, let's begin to stretch out the left leg. Imagine pressing the sole of your left foot against the wall ahead. As the left leg lengthens, the right knee might pull away a bit, so keep hugging in close, perhaps rocking just a bit side to side. Nice abdominal massage. We always start this one with the right knee first. When it's time, bend the left knee, bring it in close to your chest, and transfer your arms over to it while bringing the right foot flat to the floor so that the pelvis tilts just a bit back into that neutral. Inhale and exhale, chin toward chest. Inhale and exhale, nose toward left knee. Relax head back. And as we hug in the left, let's stretch out the right, perhaps connecting up with the wall ahead, at least in an effort to do so, with the right sole, as you hug that left knee in close. Rock a bit side to side. And then bend the right knee. Hug both knees close, rocking back and forth. Keep your head nicely relaxed so that it too moves side to side, maybe lagging a little bit behind the lower spine. And relax your knees. Bring your feet flat to the floor. Roll your arms out to the sides, palms facing up, for rotating and warming the spine. Breathe in. As you exhale, drop your right knee over toward the floor on the right as if turning the page of a book. Keep the left knee standing until it's time to bring the left knee over to stack on top of the right knee, turning your head left. So we have the right leg on the floor, left leg stacked on top of it, nose and knees in opposite directions. Relax that left shoulder blade as much as you can. Keep the breath steady. Inhale the left knee up and over toward the floor on the left, allowing your head to turn so that it reaches midline about the same time your knees are wide apart. In this open position, bring your hands to your inner thighs and press gently one at a time on inner thighs just to see if we can soften the groin muscles a little bit more without straining now. We're not pulling and tugging. The breath remains steady. Soles of your feet are together, toes are lined up, heels are lined up. Release your hands, bring arms back alongside your body, palms facing up. Take a full inhalation since the body is most open. And as you exhale, this time bring the right knee up and over, stacking it on the left knee. Turning head to the right and relaxing both shoulder blades comfortably. So now only the left leg is on the floor, right leg is on top of it. Insteps of your feet are aligned like the binding of the book. Let's continue that another time or two at your own speed. As you do this, synchronize the movement of your knees with your breath, so that by the time the knees are wide apart, your breath is full, your face is looking up. So then you're ready to start exhaling the second knee up and over. As your head turns away from the knees, see if you can reach the complete exhalation phase by the time the knees are stacked up, one on top of the other. If there's a time when you want to elongate a stretch in any of these places, either knees wide or knees stacked, then by all means hold that static, but allow the breath then to remain dynamic. Noticing then it's on your exhalations that you can deepen the stretch a little bit more. Very nice, rotating and warming the spine. Come back into neutral, feet flat, knees bent. Bring both knees in close to your chest and hug them in, rocking from side to side. Now release your knees, bring both feet flat once again, arms alongside your body, and we'll compare and contrast rotating and warming the spine with spine like a chain. So take a breath in. And this time as you exhale, slowly drop both knees to the right while pressing the left shoulder blade firmly into the floor. So keep dropping the knees while pressing that left shoulder blade in as if it's anchored right to the ground. You'll get to the point where you can move no further. At that point, peel the left shoulder off the floor and roll onto your right side, with your left shoulder drawing up the left arm. Take a breath in, and as you exhale, drop your left shoulder back to the floor behind and start rolling back vertebra by vertebra, keeping this time the knees pressed to the right until it's time to stand the knees as a single unit. Notice as the knees come upright, your head will also turn just a bit so it reaches midline the same time your knees are standing. Full in breath. Then you're ready to start exhaling both knees to the left. Now pressing the right shoulder blade firmly into the floor as the knees continue to drop. You'll get to that point again where you can move no further. So then we'll peel the right shoulder off the floor, rolling onto left side. The last thing that comes into place will be the right arm up alongside your body. Let's continue that once more to each side, beginning now with the right shoulder, keeping the knees pressed left. Let the right arm just follow the shoulder very passively like a wet rope. Notice when the knees are upright, full in breath, so you're ready to then drop both knees to the opposite side. Spine like a chain. Notice the difference between this one and the previous. Now we're moving the knees as a single unit. Both of these can be done multiple times, easily a dozen times, almost like a moving meditation. And you'll notice that you drop deeper and deeper into the body, so that we begin by relaxing the surface musculature and then dropping deeper into the center of the body for a deep relaxation. When you feel complete, return back into neutral, which will be on your back, feet flat, knees bent. And we'll once again bring both knees in close to your chest. This time, slide your arms between thighs and calves as you rock back and forth from side to side, so that we're really massaging the abdomen with the upper thighs. Let your head stay relaxed. And then release your knees. Once again, bring both feet flat for lengthening the side. This is a great stretch for the shoulder. Begin by stretching the right leg straight along the floor and raising the right arm up straight along the floor. So we'll begin by lengthening the right side. Imagine connecting the walls with your right fingers and your right sole. So both of the limbs are very strong. Breathe in. And as you exhale, press on the sole of your left foot and roll onto your right side so that your head rests on your right upper arm. With your left foot at the floor to control your speed, slowly roll back with your full attention on the right scapula or shoulder blade, pressing it into the floor all the way back as if you were making an image of it in soft clay or maybe ink. Take a full in-breath, and once again as you exhale, press on the sole of left foot, rolling onto right side, head resting on right upper arm. The left arm just stays alongside your body, palm along your left thigh. Use your left foot to control your speed as you roll back. Keep that right leg very straight and long. Breathe steadily as you focus on that right shoulder blade, really pressing it into the floor. So the floor is offering a nice shoulder massage. One more time. Inhale, exhale, rolling onto the right side, and then slowly rolling back. If you like, try to take your left toes away from the floor as you roll back, while keeping that speed very slow. If you start careening back too fast, drop your left toes down to the ground so you can slow the speed. And once you feel complete, bend the right knee and slide the right arm down. Either bring it through the air or slide it along the floor. And before we do the second side, take a moment to feel the body. Notice the difference in the sides. The right side, the side we've lengthened, feels more connected to the ground, even after just three times. Again, we could easily do this a dozen, and we could also do this alternating sides, first to the right, then to the left. Let's do the left side. Stretch out the left leg straight along the floor, raise up the left arm, both of those left limbs very strong, as if, again, connecting the walls with your left fingers and left sole. Breathe in. As you exhale, press at the sole of your right foot, rolling onto left side. Let your head rest on left upper arm. Now we'll slowly roll back with your right foot at the floor to control your speed and your awareness on that left shoulder blade, which we're pressing into the floor as if making an image of it in ink. Take a full breath when you're on your back, and then as you exhale, press in the sole of right foot, rolling left. Head resting on left upper arm, right arm alongside your body, palm along your right thigh, and slowly roll back. Using that right foot to control your speed, so it's a very protracted return as we try to get that shoulder blade engaged. Once more now, to the left side. Press on the sole of right foot, rolling left. This time, see what happens if you take the right toes away from the floor just a bit. Can you keep that speed nice and slow? It's helpful to keep the extended limbs, in this case the left arm and leg, very, very strong and straight. That will help you keep your speed under control. And again, if you start going too fast without the toes, drop them to the floor. Keep the toes handy. If there can be such a thing, keeping toes handy, I don't know. Once you return, then, bend the straight leg, slide that straight arm down, and now if we inventory the body once again in neutral, we'll find that the body is feeling more balanced now. Not such a difference in connection as we noticed having just done one side. Notice what you're feeling. Sense of warmth and openness in the spine. A sense of ease and balance in your breathing.